Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode. I hope you are buckled up and ready to rock because we are diving into the juicy topic of trust. And I've honestly just been thinking a lot about trust and environment. Environment meaning more so not just the environment that we have around us, but the people that we surround ourselves with. And we talk a lot about this on the podcast because we often become a direct reflection of the expectations of our peer group. So it's so important that we have good people around us, good people that help us level up, that share common interests, that get us, right? And also that we trust. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about trust. Specifically, we're going to talk about how to actually build trust with people and how to develop trust with people, right? Like how to have people trust you more. Because not only do you want to be around people that are good people that, you know, help you level up, but people that you can count on because you want to be counted on. You want to develop those close, juicy relationships with other people, right? So we're going to talk all about that today. But first, I want to just tell you, if you've been thinking about joining the personal development community we have called The Collective, there are two reasons that you really want to jump in right now, okay? Number one is we're doing an epic revamp. We're adding even more into this global community, more access to me and to guest speakers that are fire guest speakers, let me just say. Last week, we had my friend Angie Lee do a powerhouse training with us for all the members of The Collective. And then on the books for June, we have an Enneagram expert and we have an incredible personal development speaker and author, Trent Shelton. And if you've heard him on the podcast, you know that he is fire. And if you haven't heard him, I'll link his episode in the show notes because you got to check it out. So that's one reason. And number two is not only are we revamping, but we're closing the collective registration on June 7th. So let me say that again for the people in the back. We are closing the collective registration on June 7th. And what I don't want to have happen is on June 8th, you slide into my DMs and say that you want to join because you have FOMO. And I'm like, girl, it's closed for the rest of June. And also, if you sign up before June 7th, you get locked in at our founding member price, which means your monthly price to be part of the collective will never increase, even though we're going to continue to add value. So girl, if you've been thinking about it, seriously, pause the podcast and go snag your spot so you don't miss out when this closes. And if you already know about it and you love it, this is the time that you text your girlfriend and the girlfriend that you know would like love this too. You text her and you're like, girl, I don't want you to have FOMO because friends don't let friends have FOMO, and tell her about it so she gets in before it closes. I digress. Point is, I kind of teed myself up to talk about this topic today, but it's so important that we connect with people that get us, which is why I'm obsessed with cultivating community around everything that we do with my new company, SheGoes. But also, how do you actually build those connections? Well, they come from a foundation of trust. So I want to dive into some content that Brené Brown has. And okay, if you don't know Brené Brown, she is queen. She is literally the queen of researching. She's the queen of like speaking on and writing books around vulnerability and shame. And she's actually done some really interesting work about relationships and trust. And she's got a lot of books. One book in particular called Daring Greatly is so freaking good. If you haven't read it, you got to go grab it on Audible or however you get your books. And she explains a lot about trust in that book. The particular analogy that I want to share with you today is when she says that trust is like a marble jar. So the whole concept stemmed from when Brené's daughter, her name is Ellen, she's in elementary school, I think she's in like third grade. She was really upset about a friend at school who did something mean to her. And she was saying to her mom, Brené, you know, saying like, I'm never going to trust anyone ever again. So Brené is like, crap, I don't want my third grade daughter to not trust people, right? So on the fly, Brené and her goddess juicy brain came up with this powerful analogy of the marble jar for trust. And the marble jar for trust in friendships is what I really want to dive into, because now it's been researched a ton by her and her team. But essentially, it's this idea that you have some people in your life that are marble jar friends. Those are the ones that over time you've built so much trust with, one marble at a time, based off of these small actions that they've done, like deposits that they've made into their marble jar. And while it takes a lot of time to get those marble deposits, and how you actually get those deposits does look a little bit different to everyone, which we're going to dive into, but those marble jar friends, the people that you feel super comfortable sharing those deep things with, like that you want to come to when you're ugly crying with like the snot and the mascara just like coming together and getting in your mouth, those friends, those are the most amazing friends. They are the real MVPs, right? Like they are the marble jar friends, are your go-to friends. And I will tell you, if someone just popped into your mind that is a marble jar friend, maybe you should take this as a reminder to just text them and tell them that you love them, because you don't need a ton of marble jar friends to feel happy and fulfilled, but a few marble jar friends is going to make you feel like you're seen and you're heard and you're understood and you're loved, which is all we really want as humans. Like we crave belonging and acceptance. So those marble jar friends are so freaking important. And what's interesting in Brené Brown's book, Daring Greatly, she also references Charles Feltman's book. And the book is called The Thin Book of Trust. And he has two definitions of trust in this book. Number one, trust is choosing to risk making something you value vulnerable to another person's actions. Right? Choosing to risk making something you value vulnerable to another person's actions, right? Like looping in your marble jar friends on something that doesn't sound really great to say out loud, or something that's really embarrassing, or something that's really heavy, or something that's really hard for you to talk about, right? Like when you trust people, you're going to risk like putting yourself out there to them, because you know that whatever they say back to you, it's going to weigh importance on you. So you don't talk with everyone like you do with your marble jar friends, right? And his second definition is actually of distrust. Distrust is deciding that what is important to me is not safe with this person in this situation or in any situation. So distrust is deciding that what is important to me is not safe with this person in this situation or any situation. And I love those definitions because they're so crystal clear. And it just proves that trust is so freaking important. So I wanted to actually take this marble jar concept and flip a couple questions to you, because I do like to think of this podcast like we're girlfriends chatting, having coffee. And if we were in a coffee shop and I brought up Brené Brown, I would want to know your take on this. Okay. So when you think of marble jar friends or building trust in the way, like, you know, putting marbles in a jar, how do you think that people earn marbles with you? Like, what actually makes you trust other people? And how do you believe that you earn marbles with other people? Like, how do other people trust you? What makes them trust you? And I think those questions are really important. And of course, the answers are going to vary from person to person, but even starting to think about trust and this concept at large is so powerful, because what it does is it requires you to take ownership for your role in how you show up for other people, right? Like if you and I want to have meaningful, deep relationships where people trust us, then we have to be what we want to see. So I want to just share with you, friend to friend, what three of the biggest components that build trust for me are when I started to simmer on these questions of like how people earn marbles with me and how I earn marbles with other people. When I started to think about that, I was like, these are kind of the three first things that came up for me. And you might agree with these, or maybe they'll just spark some fun thoughts for you to think about too. So number one for me is reliability, right? Plain and simple. I trust people who do what they say they're going to do, and I trust them more when they do it over and over again. right? So when I think about reliability, I also then think that finger that I want to point at other people of like, how am I going to trust you? I want to point it back at myself and say, how can I be more trustworthy to other people? Well, I want to be more reliable, right? So I have to take ownership to say no to some things that don't feel like a hell yes, so that I can make time for the people that I trust, so I can show up for them and the people that I want to trust me, so that I can be reliable to them, that I have time for the most important people. And I have to do things like set calendar reminders for important things in their life so that I can show up for them and be reliable. And sometimes that also means I've got to loop in important people in my life to stay accountable to doing the things that I said I was going to do after the feeling that I said them in is gone, right? Because if I'm worried about actually showing up for certain things that I want to do, but I value being reliable, I've got to get accountability around that, right? And I've also got to make sure that I'm not overcommitting myself, because I don't want to be flaky, right? Like, I don't want to have so many commitments that I'm not showing up for the things that I said that I was going to do, because that makes me not reliable. And if I trust people that are reliable, then I want to be more reliable too. So that's number one for me. Number two for me is integrity, right? People that do what's right, even when it's not convenient. They stand up for the underdog. They don't talk about people behind their back. Like, they genuinely just care about doing the right thing, doing their part as a human. People with integrity, I trust. And it's funny, because you know that Pinterest quote that says, like, what Susie says of Sally says more about Susie than Sally. Well, that ish is real, right? Like, the Susie is Sally thing, because I don't trust people that talk about other people, because I know that if given the opportunity, they'll probably do the same thing to me, right? So I don't trust them as much, which means if I don't trust them as much, then I've got to be cautious about the things that I'm saying too. And Brené Brown actually talks about this in Daring Greatly. She talks about this concept of hot wiring connection, that we share things with people that are actually not our things to share, that are sometimes negative about other people. And we do it to hot wire this connection. And she calls this common enemy intimacy. But common enemy intimacy, that's not real, right? Just because you don't like the same person, that's not real trust that you guys can gossip. That's just being a gossiper. So if you and I want to embody integrity, the integrity that we want to see in the world, then we have to commit to not talking about people behind their back and doing the right thing even when it's not convenient, because people are going to look at us that way too, right? Like, what Susie says of Sally says more about Susie than Sally. So we've got to be what we want to see, right? That's integrity, which is number two for me. And finally, number three for me, is the people that embody the characteristics of being genuine and authentic, I trust more than the people that don't, right? So when I think of my marble jar friends, they don't have the same personalities as me, right? But they're genuine and authentic to them. The people that I trust the most are truly the people that are most themselves. I trust them more than the people that change their personalities drastically, like based off of the environment that they're in, right? Like, you could probably think of a friend or a family member that like acts completely different in every single environment. Of course, there's some times when you need to like tone it down. I'm not going to like play rap music in front of my grandma and like twerk or something, right? But like, the people that just act completely different, or they're always putting on a show, you're like, I'm so confused by you. Like, who are you? I don't know who you are. I don't know what to expect. And then in turn, I don't trust you as much because I don't know what's real. The people that I trust the most, they don't try and like act like me or like anybody else. They try to get really damn good at being themselves and just get better and better at that. That makes me trust them. And if I value that quality in people that I trust, right? If I value that embodiment of these characteristics of being genuine and authentic, then the same rules apply. I have to flip the script back on myself and be more myself. I know that some people won't like me, but I trust people that are real. So I want to be what I want to see in others, right? So those characteristics are really what I think about with marble jar friends, right? To tie this up in a bow, my personal marble jar friends are people that are reliable. They have integrity and they embody the characteristics of being genuine and authentic. And because I know for me, which, you know, your marble jar characteristics or things that make you trust people might be different than mine. Maybe some of them are the same, but the clarity that I have for what I know has other people earn marbles with me helps me understand that I can be the type of person that earns marbles quickly with others if they have a similar perspective. And gosh, doesn't it feel good to be trustworthy and to just be reliable and have integrity and be genuine, authentic? Like, that's the type of human I want to be. So I want to close this out with two reminders. Number one, I just want to remind you, in case you missed it at the beginning, please, girl, do not miss out on the collective. Like, this is your last chance for founding member price. We're closing registration for June completely on June 7th. So there's no exceptions to this. This is not one of those things where it's like, oh, it's June 8th. I'll let you in, Sarah. Girl, you got to snag your spot. So say no to FOMO, snag your spot. Link is in the show notes. Or of course, you can always message me on Instagram. And duh, while of course I want you to be part of the collective, like, we're creating this epic personal development community. We have a huge mission with it. I'll end with an even more important reminder, because I care about how you show up as a human. Brené says, what we know matters, but who we are matters more. So cheers to you being the type of woman that you want to see in the world. Maybe sometimes you doubt yourself. Maybe sometimes you want to throw in the towel. Maybe sometimes you're like, what the hell am I doing? But girl, you're so capable and you're doing a lot better than you're giving yourself credit for. So just keep trying to be the best you. It matters. You're inspiring people who don't even like act like they're watching you. You're inspiring so many people with how you're making your life a testimony of what type of person you can be and what type of life that you can live. So cheers to you, girl. We're in this together. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.